You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2 from Wired.
Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here's what you should know. The White House is reportedly making plans to retaliate against Vladimir Putin's regime for the intrusion campaign that has come to be known as the SolarWinds hack, in which likely Russian hackers compromised IT management software to access as many as 18,000 networks globally. The list of confirmed victims includes 9 U.S. federal agencies, including the Pentagon, the Justice Department, and NASA. But as politically tempting as exacting punishment may be, it will be hard pointing to a specific line the Kremlin crossed that the U.S. hasn't crossed as well. Read more about it on Wired.com. Up to this point, vaccine-related ethical questions have mostly been about taking them. Should you accept a shot that's about to be thrown away? Does increasing herd immunity justify jumping the line? Now the focus is turning to giving. Will affluent countries contribute to the greater good by releasing their hold on so much of the world's vaccine supply? If they don't, that could extend the pandemic and depress global trade, keep borders closed, and provide variants the opportunity to evolve. Ultimately, eliminating COVID globally means navigating a minefield of competition, limited supply, and suspicion that some vaccines aren't as good. And as China's science fiction authors are elevated to the status of oracles, Chen Qifan's career and his genre's place in society have gone through the looking glass. If you don't know who Chen is, he's won virtually every sci-fi literary award in China and established himself as a leading voice among the country's growing roster of acclaimed writers in the genre. But unlike other authors who grapple with the faraway grandeur of outer space, Chen is drawn more to the interior lives of characters struggling to anchor themselves in a moment of accelerated change, much the way nearly anyone in China struggles to anchor themselves today. We take a deeper dive into his life and work on Wired.com.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
Technology is moving so fast, it feels like you need the latest self-driving car designed by the most advanced robot to keep up. But you don't need artificial intelligence to tell you State Farm has surprisingly great rates on car insurance. It's the coverage you need at a price that fits your budget. No robots required. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.